Hello and welcome to your Catholic News Update for Thursday, the 13th of October. First, let's go to Rome, where Pope Benedict yesterday delivered a catechesis at his Wednesday General Audience on Psalm 126.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on Christian prayer, we now turn to Psalm 126. This psalm is a joyful prayer of thanksgiving for God's fidelity to his promises in bringing about Israel's return from the Babylonian exile. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. A similar spirit of joy and thanksgiving should mark our own prayer, as we recall the care which God has shown to us in the events of our lives, even those which seem dark and bitter. The psalmist implores God to continue to grant Israel his saving help. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. This imagery of the seed which silently grows to maturity reminds us that God's salvation is at once a gift already received and the object of our hope, a promise whose fulfillment remains in the future. Jesus will use the same imagery to express a passage from death to life, from darkness to light, which must take place in the lives of all who put their faith in him and share in his paschal mystery. As we praise this psalm, may we echo the song of the Virgin Mary by rejoicing in the great things which the Almighty has done for us and by awaiting in hope the fulfillment of God's promises. I welcome all Thanksgiving pilgrims and visitors present in today's audience, especially the members of the NATO Defense College and pilgrims from England, Scotland, Ireland, Sweden, Lebanon, Australia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Canada, the United States of America. Upon all of you, invoke us upon the blessings of joy and peace.
The Pope added that he was very distraught over the recent attacks that killed at least 26 people in Egypt's capital. He said in Italian, "I feel the sorrow of the victims' families and the entire Egyptian people who are torn by attempts to undermine the peaceful coexistence between its communities, which is important to preserve, especially in this time of transition." He continued, "I also support the efforts of Egypt's civil and religious authorities who favor a society in which human rights are respected by everyone, and in particular that of minorities, which benefits national unity." The Pope called on the 14,000 people gathered at St. Peter's Square to pray for the region as it goes through its political transition. A blacklist of around 20 names, most of them priests, has been drawn up by the Chinese government to hit back at the Vatican for excommunicating Beijing's candidates for the episcopacy, according to a report on the Vatican Insider website. Since June, Beijing has blocked 9 Catholic priests from entering China, 4 Italian, 4 of Chinese origin, and 1 French, although most have been living in Hong Kong and visiting the mainland regularly for years. Relativism and liberalism are symptoms of a disease that afflicts British society, according to an English bishop. Bishop Mark Davies of Shrewsbury said the isms prophesied by Blessed John Henry Newman had led to a privatisation of religion and a belief that morals and doctrines were as good as one another. This was shown in the government's recent proposals for gay marriage, the bishop said, in a homily at a mass at the Birmingham Oratory to coincide with Newman's feast day. Young people in Brazil are leaving the faith in disproportionately high numbers, according to new research by Brazil's Getulio Vargas Foundation. Data taken from 200,000 interviews, recorded for the 2010 census, showed the proportion of young Brazilians who said they followed no religion was 9%. The latest figures showed the Catholic proportion of the population was 68%, down from nearly 90% 30 years ago. Zenit News, which is mainly sponsored by the Legionaries of Christ, yesterday named Antonio Gaspari, an Italian journalist and a member of the Regnum Christi ecclesial movement since 1994, as its new editorial director. The announcement came the day after the editors of 6 of its 7 language editions resigned en masse. On Monday, the editors of Zenit's Italian, French, English, Portuguese, Spanish, and Arabic editions said they had disagreed with the Legionary's decision to emphasize the news agency's institutional dependence on the scandal-stained order. And that's all for today's news update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.